USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court's now considering the Biden administration's vaccination mandate on large employers in the face of the pandemic. During oral arguments yesterday, Justice Elena Kagan said mandates are absolutely necessary during a deadly public health crisis. Attorney Scott Keller with the National Federation of Independent Business argued that the government mandate in this case is too broad and that scores of workers would choose to quit. A new report says on average the U.S. added over 500,000 jobs a month in 2021. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics are putting the specific number at 537,000, but the year ended with a figure that came in below expectations with just 199,000 jobs added in December. There's a memorial service today in Las Vegas for the late U.S. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who died last week. And this is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The three men who were convicted in a high-profile murder case in Georgia have now learned their fate when it comes to sentencing, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The three men convicted of killing Ahmed Aubrey in Georgia got life in prison. Two of the three, Gregory McMichael and Travis McMichael, got life without parole, and the third, Roddy Bryant, got life with a possibility of parole. Georgia District Attorney Flynn Brody reacting outside the courthouse following the sentencing.
For a young African-American male, this day means quite a bit because it tells me that America can meet its promise, that there is liberty and justice for all here.
Bob Dylan's lawyer is calling a sex abuse lawsuit against the singer a brazen shakedown. It claims that Dylan had an emotional connection with a 12-year-old female over a six-week period in 1965. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Chicago public school classes are being canceled again. The CEO, Pedro Martinez, saying cancellations will happen on Monday until, quote, we get some breakthrough in negotiations with the Chicago Teachers Union. There have been no classes for 3 days in the Windy City after the two sides were unable to reach an agreement on COVID-19 safety policies and protocols. The cancellations have been impacting over 300,000 students. Thousands of flight delays being reported yet again, this time in part because of the big winter storm, which slammed the East Coast. By Friday afternoon, over 2,500 flights had been canceled, over 3,000 delayed, according to FlightAware. Airports along the East Coast bearing the brunt of the problems, as it was the heavy snow sweeping across that area that caused many of them. Airports hit especially hard, included New York's LaGuardia and JFK, as well as Boston and Newark. And the Golden Globes award show is this Sunday, and it's going to be a private event with no spectators, is how it's described. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association saying that the ceremony will have no audience or direct media coverage, and there will be no live stream. Instead, the winners will be announced on social media and on the association's website. Nominees this year include Lady Gaga, Kristen Stewart, and Denzel Washington. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.